Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tonight, just want to let you folks know, 6 o'clock, Odyssey's I'm Listening, an annual conversation about mental health, will happen here on WILK. It's hosted by Carson Daly, joined by mental health experts, some of the biggest names in music. They also talk to Governor Josh Shapiro about mental illness as well and what can be done to help those. You are not alone. Join us this evening for I'm Listening, also on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. You can get more information at imlistening.org. 6 o'clock tonight.
One thing I think is really cool about the show is it's a radio company doing something big. We're the biggest, one of the biggest radio companies out there, and we do this show, but it's not done like, hey, a bunch of stars are going to talk to you. Everyone part of this has some connection to it. Carson Daly, I just looked up to make sure I had it right. He's done interviews and talked openly about having generalized anxiety disorder and panic attacks. He has. So he's dealt with this stuff.
Yeah, they're not talking about their music. They're talking about how they've dealt with either depression, anxiety.
And this is
National Suicide Awareness Day. So
there's far too many times you see people going like, hi, I'm here to speak about something really important. But they don't really have that. You can tell when someone has that personal connection. All opinions do matter, but still, it's nice to see these people are comfortable enough in 2025 to step up and go, I'm going to talk about this.
Right. Because the more you talk about it, the less stigma it has. All right. So that's tonight, 6 o'clock here on WILK. Again, you can get more information on imlistening.org. It is 7:10 at WILK. This is a really, really concerning story. And this is one of those things that you go, thank God. Somebody saw something and reported it. It's out of Washington State. Police have arrested a 13-year-old who they say had everything ready to go for a mass shooting. If you just see the picture of the firearms that were taken from his home, it's stunning. They found 23 firearms along with ammunition when they arrested the 13-year-old boy in Washington State. They say he had school shooter ideations. I'd like to know about his parents and their thoughts, because they sound completely deluded. And this is where we have to start taking parents in for, you know, what their recklessness could lead to. We'll get more to that in a moment. This is from the Pierce County Sheriff's Office. There's an internet watch group. Can you imagine where people just banding together to try to find threatening posts and let authorities know? So the sheriff's office said, after reviewing the suspect's social media post, it was warranted to immediately move forward with an arrest. A SWAT team descended on his home. This is in Parkland, Washington. They got there around 1 in the morning on Saturday. They found the collection of 23 firearms, several boxes of ammunition, loaded magazines with school shooter writings on them, as well as clothing and writings typical to a mass shooting scenario. That's so concerning. What they found revealed what they describe as an obsession with past school shooters. He imitated similar behaviors with photos and inscriptions spread throughout his room. They don't know who or what the intended target was going to be, but they said it's clear it was a matter of time before a tragic incident occurred. Now, I guess he has not been in school since 2021. So he has not been in a classroom. He is detained at a juvenile detention center and facing charges in juvenile court. Outside the courtroom, his parents told KOMO, that's a TV station, the situation is a misunderstanding. His mother suggests his posts were an attempt to be cool among peers. His dad says he had no intention to harm anyone. Hello? Did you go in his room and see this stuff? They are saying that these were in full view. They say were in full view in his room, the weapons. It wasn't like he hid 23 weapons.
Right.
Some firearms were mounted on the walls, fully accessible. Others spread around the home unsecured. It's crazy. The parents aren't concerned? Oh, let's get another weapon. It's crazy. Some of them, they believe, had no serial number. Some appeared 3D printed. It sounds like the parents have issues, too. This is scary. So you would think, don't you sometimes go, oh, nobody could be that clueless or in denial or just maybe themselves have crazy ideas? Because you'd hope a parent seeing that would be like, I better call somebody. I better get my kid some help. No, instead, they, after hearing all of this, hearing what he's written on weapons, they go, no, he wasn't going to hurt anybody. He's just trying to be cool. God help us, right?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. If they'd come out and said, I really hope this is a misunderstanding. Give us a little bit of something.
There's that nothing they could say.
I'm saying just to make us go, you at least are saying this could have been a problem. If they're just saying it's a misunderstanding.
If they saw all this or just not paying attention, they are culpable in a big way here. We need to start having the people who are closest to these people have to do something. If you don't do it, you are liable and they should be charged. It's crazy.
I forget, did you grow up with guns in your home? I think.
No.
No. Okay. I didn't either. But when I married into my wife's family, there are guns in every house.
Sure.
But you know where they were never? They were never mounted on the wall. They were always in the safe.
With school shooting stuff written on them. Anybody out there listening who walks into their kid's room and sees a gun with something like that written on it, who has is obsessed with school shootings, you don't think that's an issue, then there's something wrong with you. You're not a good parent. You're a danger to everybody else.
I mean, in theory, yeah.
Of course, yes. A weapon in the home should be secured, first of all, especially with young people. And I don't have a problem with someone having a weapon in their home as long as you secure it.
In this case, they were
hanging on walls. It sounds like someone who's enthralled themselves with weapons. But the fact that they say that there's scribblings on some of them, as has happened in other school shootings, these people are a danger to the community. Because their kid, who again is, 13 years old?
Yeah.
13 years old. Their brains are still mush. They should know, obviously, right from wrong. But when your parents are completely rudderless and allow you this stuff, they're responsible. And they should have a harsh penalty for this as well. They haven't been charged yet. I think they said that is under consideration right now, which I fully expect they will. The prosecutor will ultimately decide whether the parents will be charged with improper storage and safekeeping of firearms or other potential crimes. We need to have another charge. There should be a charge that if there is something in full view that your kid is doing that is a danger to a community, it should be more than just charged with improper storage. It could be like a part of a conspiracy that you wouldn't even care enough to let people know that your kid is a danger. It's a, I think the biggest issue. There's got to be a charge better than improper storage.
We've had this conversation and we usually disagree, but like the biggest issue here is people sometimes don't want to see when there's a real issue. They don't want to say my kid is a danger. They want to say, oh no, that's not what they're doing. Even if it may be pretty clear to others. There's good news out of this story. Very good news. This group identified a problem, called the authorities, and they got in before somebody was killed. That's really good, because sometimes I just wonder how often, like, how can we stop these before they happen?
How sad is it that people, and it's not even their child, that there are everyday people in a group, and I'm glad that they have them as a watch group, but how is it that strangers who don't live in the home know more than the parents and see the danger more than the parents in the home with the weapons, with the kid, with the writings? Like, that's
because they're not sad.
The parents should be charged, and there should be a big punishment for this. There should be jail time for this. Other parents should know. If you're going to stand by and be in denial or make excuses, you will be charged in connection as well. I mean, they're at this point more culpable than he is, because he's 13 years old and he has absolutely nobody watching him who's looking out for his best interest, never mind all of our best interest.
I mean, to answer what you said, how is it possible people on the outside? I think that's the reason, because they're on the outside and they have no connection to this kid. They're looking at, we see this. These signs point to something bad. That's the reason. The parents, again, that's their baby. That's their little boy. You know, oh, he tells us it's nothing. Parents can easily be fooled by their kids.
I'm curious to know, because I do think there are some.
Or they're involved, and we'll find out soon.
There are some who may be completely clueless, and the person hides the weapons, or they might, you know, have a weapon, but they don't know. But this sounds like something that's in full view. This seems different than the kid broke into the safe and got the weapon and we didn't have any knowledge.
Yeah, it clearly doesn't seem like that's the case at all.
But it's sad.
But because it was out in the open, did that make the parents think, well, if he was going to hide something, he'd hide it?
I think most rational, reasonable parents, as much as they may love their kid, would notice the danger signs and want to help the child, whether they'd call the cops or just get the guns out of the house or just send the kid to therapy. There's a million other things that a parent can do. But the fact that you allowed 23 weapons along with this kid and the writings and the scribblings and such, it's just mind boggling.
Here's my takeaway from this. At first, when I heard about the story, I thought, well, it's not around here. It could have been so much worse. But now I really want to hear what comes of this and what the parents knew. Were they fooled? Were they oblivious? Were they removed? Were they just busy? Or were they like, oh, he'll be fine? I want to know what they knew.
I don't think this is your average reasonable, rational parent. I think most would say, I get it, like not wanting to think the worst of your kid, but to be completely oblivious, there's no excuse for
we
this.
We can learn something from this, hopefully, as a society. Hopefully.
Well, you know what we learned? We need more people watching social media, because it looks like the parents of a lot of these kids are not responsible and can't do the right thing. And it's sad. Lackawanna College is expanding while other colleges and universities have seen a decline in enrollment. Lackawanna College says it is adding 3 satellite centers in the Lehigh Valley, also Western PA and Southern PA. They've announced they've received approval from the Middle States Commission on Higher Education. So these locations will be in Chambersburg, in Bethlehem, and in Greensburg. And these will all offer an associate degree program in welding and fabrication technology. So this is where the future lies in a lot of these trades, folks, and people can make really good money doing this. They say the one that is located in Bethlehem near the airport there is going to offer associate degree programs in carpentry and construction technology, as well as electrical. And Greensburg will have the electrical technology program fall of next year. There will also be additional degree programs like HVAC for each location in the future. So that's pretty darn cool. They have been very, very successful. And they are seeing more and more people coming into these programs. According to the college president, Jill Murray, there is increasing need across Pennsylvania for highly skilled workers in key trades, including welding, electrical, construction, carpentry. And with the addition of these three satellite centers, we are establishing a strong pipeline of skilled workers right into the communities we serve. So that's a really, really cool thing.
I think it's very cool to see the stigma of some of these jobs.
Yeah,
disappear.
There's no stigma anymore. It's just thinking very much old school.
I went off to community college, got really involved because I got into a car accident. I couldn't leave. So I was really involved. We had a program at ours, which was for nursing. But that's where it stopped, which was a 2-year program for nursing. Why not other things? It doesn't make any sense why they didn't do that. And I know the reason was, no. We want to be known as the place that gets you somewhere else.
Right.
It's like, how about into the workforce?
Yeah, well, this is
great.
This is what's happening. The jobs of the future. Unfortunately, as we've seen technology get better, jobs that were traditional jobs have been eliminated. Artificial intelligence is going to do the same. But you're always going to need someone to do the work on the house, whether it's remodeling, electric, any of that kind of stuff. You need a human being to do that. And they're getting really good pay. And it's sometimes not as costly. You're getting an associate's degree. You're talking just a few years as opposed to the longer, you know, degree programs at some of the universities. So
I could be wrong, but I'm guessing you're going to do that and then you're going to get out and probably be in the workforce while you're going to school. Mm-hmm. If I had to guess, that's probably how that would work. I know that's how some of those nursing programs and things work back in the day. I know some people, myself included, would be like, wait, are they saying they shouldn't do more with their education? No, this isn't for everybody, but it's definitely for somebody.
These people.
Yeah, these people who have been kind of like brushed to the side as like, oh, well, we can't use you. Find something else.
Right.
This is cool that they're putting a focus on such important stuff.
You know, when my kids were thinking about what to do, I'd be like, hey, what about electrical? What about that? What about plumbing? These are jobs that you're just not going to see a reduction in. You're going to see a need for them more and more. And look, with the lack of a lot of new housing, people need to keep up with their current housing. You know, they'll be doing additions, they'll be doing upgrading. This is one of those jobs that if you're going to get into it, you can have a lucrative future with it.
Absolutely. I've told the story plenty of times, but I had a high school teacher who like mocked me, just like, what, are you going to be a plumber? And it was like the class laughed and it sucked. But looking back, I wish I had said, yeah, I wish I had done it because I'd have a boat. That's what I joke. Right. I'd have a boat now. My home would be, I would own my home at this point. But I didn't. I was kind of shamed into going in different directions. I followed my dreams.
Well, it's a whole different world.
I'm glad that's gone.
And it's been that way for quite some time now.
I love it.
Anyway, they're branching out. So they'll have these additional opportunities for people throughout the Commonwealth, not just here in our backyard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
some concerning stuff going on overseas. Poland scrambled its defenses overnight and shut down 4 airports. They say there were nearly 20 Russian drones that crossed the border, and they're describing it as an unprecedented violation of airspace. Things are getting very concerning. Very concerning. Yeah. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk confirmed 19 intrusions into Polish airspace, and they say many of them came from Belarus. 4 drones, they believe, were likely shot down. Now, that operation did end up involving Italian AWACS surveillance planes, Dutch F-35s, Polish F-16s, and NATO-operated refueling aircraft. The Polish military command said, "This is an act of aggression that posed a real threat to the safety of our citizens." They have been warning residents in 3 eastern provinces to stay indoor because the operations continued. It's the first time since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine that NATO planes engage potential hostile targets in allied skies, according to NATO itself. And it looks like Tusk is going to invoke Article 4 of the NATO treaty, and that compels member states to consult when territorial security is threatened. This is it's short of what is Article 5. But it's which would trigger collective defense. But it underlines the seriousness of what is going on. And the prime minister said Poland is in a situation closest to armed conflict since the Second World War. Just think about that.
Yeah, this is like accidents can happen. But come on, let's be real here.
There's no indication this was an accident.
No, there's no benefit of the doubt.
This
Russia
is awful.
Russia doesn't get benefit of the doubt based off of their
dangerous
aggression.
It's dangerous. And honestly, I'm really concerned about this. I think most people would be as well. And most concerned about how our president would respond if this kind of thing continues. Whose side are we on? I think a lot of people would wonder where he would stand on that. It's a real concern what's happening over there. And so stay tuned as we see how that develops, that unfolds. It's just a scary time in the world today. And it's and we used to know where we stand. That's the thing. Most people had an understanding of where we stood in the world and whose side we would be on. And now it feels like you just never know. Meanwhile, Israel strikes Qatar. And the question about, did we know ahead of time or didn't we? We're getting mixed messages as well. And there was supposed to be, remember, the president has put forward this peace plan. They had, Hamas had a negotiating team that was working on whether or not to accept this peace deal. But they had a negotiating team, and Israel decided to attack the leadership in the capital of Qatar, the group that was looking at negotiating some kind of a mediation. So it sounds like Israel doesn't want peace if this is what they would do. And the question is, does our word count? And what did we know ahead of time? Because there were mixed stories about this. Now, Hamas says the strike killed 5 members, failed to kill the targeted negotiating delegation. But if you were Hamas, and this is not to defend Hamas in any way, but I'm just saying, if you're a group that is being asked to come up with a peace deal and your negotiators are targeted, are you thinking that maybe they're not serious about wanting to come to a deal? And there are obviously family members of Israeli hostages who are very upset because they're afraid that this could lead to the deaths of their loved ones if they are still alive. You know, that's all a question as well. And U.S. President Donald Trump now criticized it, saying that at the time his administration learned of the attack and told the Qataris there was little he could do to stop it. And this attack, the first publicly acknowledged strike on a Gulf state by Israel. The prime minister of Qatar is very, very angry about this. And they say now a senior Hamas official tells CNN no one is talking about a ceasefire. So if there was a hope for peace, you know, attacking and trying to kill the negotiating team, that might kind of put an end to that. after we take a look at this weather, there was a huge political scandal in the 80s. And now two key people from that scandal have tied the knot. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16 WNEP with a long-range forecast.
Hi, folks. Hi, Nancy and Jason. And I'm feeling more distant from those two. It used to be we would talk live every day. We'd go out for drinks. Jason and I, we'd go to the dollar store. We'd buy socks and underwear. Now I never see these guys anymore. But hey, whatever. I'll pick up your underwear. Today it's going to be a nice partly sunny day. More clouds in the mix at times. Weak coastal storm to the east, but I think we'll stay dry and about 75 degrees overnight tonight. Whew, lows in the low to mid 50s. And then tomorrow looks like we're back to full sunshine. Going to be awesome right through Friday with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Could it even hit 80 somewhere? If you're making plans for the weekend, I've got a wedding to go to. That's Saturday. Should be a partly sunny day, about 75 degrees. And showers may drop in by Sunday and Monday from a complex, not totally understood yet by the model data system for Sunday and Monday. We'll keep an eye on that. It is subject to change. That's Sunday and Monday, the next chance for some showers. Until then, put a smile on your face. Say it's good to be alive. And Jason, I'll see you at the dollar store. You buy the socks, I'll buy the underwear.
And we dress each other? What are you talking about, man?
Shopping together.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll dress maybe these. Yeah.
There was a huge scandal. Always will be. It was called Iran-Contra. As a child of the 80s, I remember this.
So far, this sounds romantic, doesn't it?
First, they shredded documents together.
Aww.
Now, 40 years later, two key players in the Iran-Contra controversy have been joined by marriage. We are talking Oliver North and his secretary, Fawn Hall. Wow.
If you work at it, love will eventually.
I saw this floating around on social media yesterday, and I thought, is this true? And I guess it has been confirmed. The two tied the knot in a secret civil ceremony in Arlington County, Virginia. He is a retired Marine Corps colonel, who gap tooth smile, as they say. He defiantly testified before Congress about his role in the Arms for Hostages deal. This would have been a big deal. It was a big cover up. He was a member of President Ronald Reagan's National Security Council. Hall was quite the stunner, was she not? I mean, I think the reason she got so much attention was her looks, but she certainly was in those marathon hearings, known for her big hair and her loyalty to her boss. A loyalty described in USA Today's story today, so fierce that she smuggled documents out of the White House inside her skirt and boots to protect him. They defended their actions, including jamming a paper shredder with incriminating documents, as being necessary to secure the release of American hostages being held in Lebanon. Anyway, he was convicted in 1989 on three felony charges helping to arrange the illicit sale of weapons to Iran and divert the proceeds to fund a secret war against anti-communist Contra rebels in Nicaragua. Folks, if you're like too young to know this, you should go look it up because it's really quite the story. Anyway, he had also tried to run for a Senate seat. He became a political commentator. He's older now, folks. He's like 81 years old. Now, his longtime wife died last November, and they had been together for like 56 years. So North is 81. Hall is said to be in her mid-60s. She was married at one time to Danny Sugarman. Danny Sugarman was a manager for the rock band The Doors.
Oh, wow.
And he also wrote, I believe, the book No One Here Comes Out Alive, which was about the band itself. He passed away, though, back in 2007. So the two together, how many years later?
So this was, okay, so I remember the names. I remember, obviously, the controversy, but this wasn't a romantic thing back then.
Well, she had a lot of loyalty to him. We can all make speculations, but we don't know of any that. I think it was just she was younger. She was loyal. She was attractive. Was there anything there? I guess we'll never know. Probably not. I mean, he had a longtime wife, but that doesn't mean anything sometimes in these
stories.
What are
you talking about? People marry for loyalty. Yeah, I saw something.
I don't know.
don't know if you can trust Wikipedia. They say after the Oliver North trial, Rob Lowe tracked her down and said, let's date. And they dated for a year. That's creepy in and of itself. Well, but hey, I hope they end up finding happiness. That's
well,
great.
In their later
for all,
years.
For all these years.
Yeah. Hey, convicted former Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane now has a podcast. It seems everybody has a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, she was the first woman in 2012 and first Democrat elected state attorney general, but had to resign after a jury convicted her in 2016 of leaking secret grand jury information and lying about it to another grand jury. So good going here.
Yeah, I read one of the articles and paraphrased what you said. This part was interesting to me. The rest of it was like, but she said, like, you look at the pieces of your life, like scattered across your home, and you're like, how did this happen to me? Like, that story is interesting. Someone who was up here and then didn't.
Well, the fall from grace, right?
Yeah, it's interesting.
The new podcast hosted by Kane is called Through the Hurricane with a capital K.
That's it.
And in it, she is going to I thought maybe it would have to do with law and order or whatever. It has to do with exploring resilience, healing, and finding hope after the storm. And as you said, have you ever looked down, seen the pieces of your life on the floor and wondered what happened?
That's fascinating. But if you are the one who creates the storm, is it as fascinating? I guess if she's going to be really honest.
It's a very niche thing for the people that like totally screw up their lives. I mean, we all might say, oh, I didn't handle XYZ well, but that's not the same as that.
Yeah,
that's
really
a very small audience of people who totally destroyed their lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think there's something to it. I don't know that it'll get me to listen. Maybe if she brings people in who've had similar stories to discuss, like, what do you do? If she takes ownership to that stuff, that's good. But yeah, I mean, it's
let's just put it this way. A lot of people can do podcasts. OK, you can do a podcast, but it's got to usually have kind of the hook. And what is it about you? And are you an engaging, charismatic person? And she's been kind of off-putting in the past. Like, she's not a gregarious, outgoing kind of person. That's not to say she can't do a podcast. It would be interesting to see how this thing fares. But I'm just curious. I mean, how many episodes are you going to get through when you get through all the things you can do to pick up the pieces of your life? Then what?
I like it. I think there's probably a lot we don't know. The question is, do we care to find out?
Right. That's.
I wish her well, though, because I believe in second or third or whatever chances this is.
There's a few there, but there could be redemption, huh?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.